This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The death of Nelson Mandela is drawing the discreet attention of pro-life advocates whose admiration of the world leader is muted by his support for unlimited abortion in South Africa. Alveda Scott King, niece of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King, who met with Mandela in the years before his support of abortion, remembered the heavy price paid to stand up to apartheid in the years leading up to his release from prison. A British pro-life advocate says, however, there remains a duty to stand up to public figures with anti-life and anti-family records, however praiseworthy their record may be on other issues. Catholic leaders are calling for nationwide prayer and fasting for religious freedom on the Fridays of Advent this year. They note the HHS mandate is being presented before the Supreme Court. This is Life News Radio. For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is, we repeat behaviors unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-4-ME, 877-HOPE, the number 4-ME. One final news item. A brave woman in Britain told people keeping vigil outside an abortion clinic that she was being forced into an abortion. When police arrived to question the girl and her family, the girl made a break out a clinic window and made contact with a pregnancy support center. Anna is getting practical help to keep her baby and to endure the pressure from family members. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.